This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, Kenny, we are getting colder outside. It's feeling more and more like fall.
It's actually supposed to warm up soon.
Yeah, this weekend. But this morning, there was frost on some of the cars in Northeast Ohio this morning.
It was 34 degrees and I went outside.
Very sobering thought. You know what's not sobering? Thinking about having that first Christmas-style alcoholic drink, which today can be had at a very popular spot in Ohio City.
I mean, just say the names. It doesn't. I mean,
yeah, they're doing the untapping. The very first Christmas ale will be served
tapping
later today. The tapping, yes. Is that something?
Untapping, they take the taps out.
When do they do that? They do it too early every year. I want them to keep going with it.
January 1st.
I look around, I'm like, it's still freezing cold out. There's still snow everywhere. Why can't we get our Christmas ale? Anyway, so this is happening today.
Yeah.
And so the line out the door, I've been there for that a few times. Won't be partaking this year.
No, why not?
I have other responsibilities and have a wife who wouldn't let me do it. So because of that.
Sounds fun.
I do ask, when is it?
I was wondering, what could that possibly be?
Yeah, she smelled your breath.
It is October 17th. When is it officially time to have that first holiday-themed Christmas drink, maybe?
November 1st. November 1.
Now, why is that the day? Oh, and shaking his head.
I'm not drinking any Christmas ale.
Like, ever?
None of them I've really liked. You know.
All right, let's do this. We're out at the bar. I'm buying you a beer.
All right.
But I'm buying you a Christmas ale. What day of the year can I do that? Because you'll take the free one.
Yeah, you can do that in July. So I don't know. Yeah, I am. So what? You can't. That's not a scenario. We're talking about realistic scenarios here over the last 40 minutes.
In vogue or out of vogue.
To get me a Christmas ale?
Yeah.
I think November 1. I think November. Guys,
there are so many great Oktoberfest beers around here.
That's true.
That I'm not ready for. And that starts in September.
So you don't want to push the pace and take that out.
Let's not get rid of those falls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Because I know a lot of people that they go to this, now they're actively stocking the fridge up.
I feel
up
like
these.
You are, once you have a sip of the Christmas ale, you look down and now all of a sudden you're wearing the festive holiday sweater and... Before you know it, you know, you're putting the tinsel up. Like, I'm not ready for all of that yet. We haven't even done
so when's your day?
Halloween yet.
Yeah, when's your day? I agree it's too early, but when's your day?
I'm probably the week of Thanksgiving. Like,
that late?
Maybe that weekend before.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, at a lot of holiday get-togethers, there's no doubt there is Christmas.
That's when we start to
all
do
those occasions.
Yeah, it's a... Chris, I've never sat down in the house by myself. Just had a Christmas ale. That is a gathering drink for me.
Do you do the cinnamon on the rim?
No.
I've never had it like a draft. I've never had that. So I don't understand that experience. But you can't see me going into that experience ever. So it's, I don't know. I've made that joke a million times. If that's the type of thing you like, that's the type of thing you like. I just don't like the whole, oh, you don't like craft beer, do you? Well, I'm a better person than you since I like craft. I don't get that, and I never will get that, and it bothers me.
Well, and there's, because you, I have to say the difference between you, and I admire this, is you are the equivalent of the marathon runner. when it comes to alcohol. You're not in it for the 100-yard dash. You're not in it for...
Congratulations on being called a marathon.
Yes.
Thank you.
You
it's the only
know,
way I'll ever be called a marathon runner.
You know that once you crack one open, the goal is to extend the period of drinking.
Yeah, I'm not there to... I'm not in a hurry to get loaded up. I'm there to enjoy the experience.
If you are going for just these very, very concentrated alcoholic beverages, which, you know, there's a pumpkin... Right now, what is that, 7%? Is that close to 8?
Oh, I'd nurse that if I were having that, yeah.
Right. You see amateurs, and they're like, I'll have another one. Hasn't hit me yet. I'll have a third. And it's like, you should not be driving home. There is no chance you're going to make it. And in fact, you're going to get nothing productive done the rest of the day.
I told you before, because of the things I did really early in my life that we've talked about and extensively on the podcast, where there was a...
The drug running.
There was a different me. There was a different me that my dad listens to this show and is probably still shocked at the things I got away with that
he
didn't know.
Your son was a mule.
Or he might have just known and he wanted me to learn the hard way, because it was a very... some parts of blow were actually in my life at that point. Because of the things I learned at that point in my life, I got past all that early. So, like, even in, like, yeah, there was obviously some wild times in, like, college and stuff like that. But it's like, hey, I'm going to have a beer. I don't need to have 12 beers in 30 minutes and try to just take this to the extreme. It's just like, hey, you know, I'm gonna hang out. We're going to have this because I really don't want to be feeling like garbage tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so I don't feel like that. When it comes to that stuff, like, usually those type of people also like the craft beers. They like to enjoy it. And if I'm with a person who brewed it, I'm not going to sit there and dump on the thing that they brewed because they came together with it, and that's fine. It's their thing. But I also don't believe it should be done too soon. I believe in the sanctity of the holidays. I'm not going to fight for Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving won't fight for itself. I've tried. So if, like, hey, November 1st, I'm putting away the Halloween stuff. I'm getting ready with the Christmas stuff. You want to start having Christmas ale, knock yourself out. Well, don't knock yourself out. Do it responsibly.
But go right on ahead with those Christmas sales.
Do it. Go right on ahead. I don't think you'd have five of them, man. I don't think you're having
Someone will try today.
That's too much.
You know what? If you are going to be there today, we've got just the button for you on our Odyssey app.
That's a great idea.
And you know what? Keep us updated.
After
two, you just have to go to the Odyssey app.
Oh, my God.
That coming in hot button. It's right
somebody,
there for you.
If you guys are going to the game, have somebody with you responsibly. But there's that internet meme that people go around where they go to a wedding and they're like, hey, my name's Ken and this is my first drink. And then they go through the night. Go ahead and do that on the coming in hot button if you'd like to. Because we got a good Guardians game tonight. And you know, maybe it's Thursday. Maybe you do want to get a little wild out there. That's a great idea, Tom.
We'll chronicle the whole thing for you tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.